Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I guess I thought you'd be here forever.
That's Chicago bringing us back. If you ever get a chance to see them in concert, it's worth the effort and the money. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, or the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Jim Cantarucci is our guest, our good friend, 14-year member of our Brain Trust, author of Personal Brilliance, jimcantarucci.com. Put two CCs in front of the I on the end there, and you'll find him online. Jim, thanks again for being here. We're talking about how to promote people in a small business, how to do it, when not to do it, why not to do it, why to do it. And I still keep coming back to the fact that, you know, all the things that we've talked about in the show with you and with other people, Jim, over the years, about how to hire the right people, I actually think that making sure that they have the right attitude about advancement comes up. That you talk about that somewhat, because if you have eight people working for you in your small business, which is a classic American small business, that size, under 10 employees is most small businesses have under 10 employees. If there's 8 or 9 or 10 of you in the whole organization, there's not a lot of room for a bunch of vice presidents in there, is there, Jim?
Well, exactly. You're not moving up an organizational structure. You're making the company better with your contribution. And the more contribution you could make, the better you do, the better the company does. That's an attitude that's unique to a small business mindset, to an entrepreneurial mindset, even if the employee is not the business owner, they have to think that way. And if not, well, maybe you should go work at the post office. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you should go work for the big bank, where that bureaucracy is what you're looking for, and there's a ladder to climb. So understanding that concept is probably the biggest thing that a leader should be explaining in the interview process, and seeing what the reaction is of the candidate. Do they get that? Can they understand that? Are they thirsty for that? Mm-hmm. Because if not, you're just setting up for drama. You're setting up for problems. It's not going to be fun in the lunchroom if that person is frustrated all the time that you just hired, right? And when they get to their second year and they didn't get that new promotion, well, you know, they have to deal with that. And how will they deal with that? So that's an important predictor when you're hiring somebody.
How many times have you seen someone says, yeah, I don't work there anymore. There was no room for me. I couldn't see a future there. What were your goals? And that's something I think you should talk to people about. I think when you bring someone in, just say, look, do you want to be a vice president one day? You realize there are eight people here. There's not a lot of vice presidents. And if they think, yeah, that's important to me, then you probably should not bring them on, because you're going to spend 2 or 3 years training them, and all you're going to create is a lot of frustration, right?
Well, yeah, and it could work the opposite too, Jim, where the person wants that, but it does make sense to spend the 2 to 3 years with us, and we all know that going in. And mm-hmm. that's okay too, right? As long as we understand and all of that is clear and upfront and on the table, then we're in good shape, because it also matters to the other 7 people within the family of that business, mm-hmm. and how those interactions are going to work. So if we do decide to promote someone,
what are the steps to do that?
Well, I think the things that you have to think about is, how did they get on the radar to be a candidate for that promotion? Was it just an accomplishment? That's past behavior, and that's okay. They got on the radar, right? But what we want to look at is, can the candidate articulate a clear vision? Have they demonstrated integrity? And it looks like they will have integrity going forward. Can they be a spokesperson for our organization, both internally and externally? Can they lead their current peers? How will that work? Can the candidate voice what we're doing? Can they tell a story about our company? we tend to, as in a small business, as somebody rises up, they're also more outward facing than they might have been before. So can the candidate do that? So they may have been great at stacking the boxes, but now talking to the retailers where our product is going to go might be a challenge for them. That's the kind of thing to consider. What's going on in the future? And, you know, do they have that ability to lead people? Because often that's what a promotion means.
I was talking to a guy.
And maybe they haven't led people before.
I was talking to a guy who had probably had a, he had a three or four different divisions, but not a big company. And he was I was advising him years ago about how to promote his people. And I said, and I mentioned this one guy. I said, what about him? He said, well, I can't do without him. And he wants to be a leader, but he can't get anybody to follow him. So he said, I can't promote him. he said he's invaluable to the company, but I can't promote him because he can't find anybody to follow him. And so that was, I thought that was a pretty smart decision on his part.
Yeah, and there might be some skill development that he wants to do over a longer period of time for that person to keep them engaged and motivated, or they just come to an understanding that this is what your role is. Now, how do you create more value for the company right where you are without moving position and changing title?
And I'll tell you something else.
That's not what's most important.
In a small business, when you get promoted, you don't get to go walking around like you just became, you know, knighted or something. In a small business, you get brought down real quick with all that. It's not like if you're working for a major corporation. Titles don't mean have a title. They don't mean a whole lot in a small business. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here.
That clipboard can be mighty heavy.
That's right.
Thanks
for being here. Jim Cantarucci, ladies and gentlemen. JimCantarucci.com. Check him out online. You'll be glad you did. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.